Third pack of Maisis Mishnah Tet, we continue the halachas of fruit that is growing inside a chotzer. We said before, chotzer has the koyach to be koveya, that one should not be able to eat the fruit. And we saw before that if you're just picking one at a time from the tree, it is not mistarish. It's considered that it doesn't have mamalach, it doesn't have enough of the kriyas, in order for it to prohibit you to eat it from it before take of the trumas and Maisis. Now the Tanakam over here is Rabbi Taffer. Taffer holds that if you have the geffen, the tuba chotzer, nochelus kol eshko. He treats the entire bunch of grapes as one unit, and you're allowed to eat the entire bunch of grapes. V'chein b'riman, and also he treats all the seeds of the riman as one unit, you're allowed to eat it. V'chein avatiach, if you have a big melon, you're allowed to eat that unit. That's considered kanarei, according to his opinion, as eating one unit, like eating one fig. That's the opinion of Rabbi Taffer. Rabbi Kiva ime megagim eshko. He says no. If you have grapes, if you pick two grapes, that's also considered that you put two together, and you cannot eat them without two trumas and maizes. You're only allowed to take one grape and eat it, then another grape and eat it. The same thing for periman. If you pick the entire pomegranate, you can't eat it at all, since it's in the chotzer, until you take up the trumas and maizes. But if you crack it open and you take one seed out at a time, then you can eat it in such a fashion. Soif is bavatev. The same thing is by this big melon. You can't pick the entire melon, but if you cut off pieces from the melon, and each one is one serving size, then also you don't have to take off maita. But if you take off the whole thing, then you do. Chazanish has a suffix if you have an orange. It's not like a big melon. So we look at it as each slice of the orange as a separate entity, and therefore you could also only if you pick off one slice at a time, or do we look at it with the entire orange as one? So it might if you have an orange tree, you should not eat any of the oranges if you pick them off without taking off trumas and maizes. Kuspal, he zruah v'chotzer, is some type of seed, coriander seed, yeah, that's growing in his field. Mekatim ala v'oichel, that they used to eat the leaves of them. You pick one leaf at a time and eat it, and see if you pick two leaves together, you'll have the same idea. If you have two units that you put together of something that's growing in the chotzer, you have to take a trumas maizes before you eat them. Hastia ve'ezer ve'akroinish v'chotzer, these are different types of plants, spices. Im heim nishmarim chayavim, if there are things that people grow for their own use and not just grow in the wild, then it's chayav and maizer. We have to say that these are the type of spices that you can eat them as is, because it's halacha that spices like pepper or something, which you can't eat by pepper, maybe a bad example, paprika and the like, that you can't eat by themselves, are potter from trumas and maizes. So these are things that are used as a tavlin, as a spice, but they can also be eaten the way they are.